You're listening to SBS News. During the US winter, the Aspen Mountain Resort is a magnet for the wealthy who go to Colorado to enjoy skiing. But in the American summer, it attracts intelligence officials and journalists who come together for 4 days of briefings on national and homeland security at the annual Aspen Security Forum. The US National Intelligence Director Dan Coats spoke at this year's summit, and this was his reaction when moderator Andrea Mitchell came across a tweet from White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
We have some breaking news. The White House has announced on Twitter that Vladimir Putin is coming to the White House in the fall.
Say that again.
Vladimir Putin coming
to the...
Did I
hear you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's going to be special.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer immediately released a statement saying Mr. Trump should not meet privately again with President Putin until Americans learn exactly what happened during this week's summit in Helsinki. At the Aspen summit, Dan Coats said even he didn't know what took place in the closed-door meeting, as the two leaders met only in the presence of their translators. President Trump has been facing a torrent of criticism over his apparent preference for President Putin's denial over the assessments of US intelligence agencies on Russian meddling in the 2016 election. He later declared that he'd misspoken during the joint news conference with Mr. Putin. He also faced criticism for taking 3 days to reject a proposal by Vladimir Putin to allow Russian authorities to question American citizens accused by the Kremlin of unspecified crimes. That was to be in return for allowing the US to question the 12 Russians accused of interfering in the election. In Helsinki, Mr. Trump called it an incredible offer, but now the White House says the Russian proposal has been rejected. The individuals Russia wants to speak to are related to its case against financier Bill Browder, a fierce Putin critic. Mr. Browder played a key role in having the US impose sanctions in 2012 against Russian officials accused of corruption. Bill Browder says it's outrageous Donald Trump even considered the Russian offer.
This is a position that Donald Trump should have taken within seconds of being asked this instead of having to wait 3 days. But I'm thankful that Donald Trump has no intention of handing me over to Vladimir Putin to have me killed in a Russian prison.
Mr. Browder, who lives in Britain, says he has good reason to fear the Russian state.
If you look at the trail of dead bodies connected to the Magnitsky case, which is what I'm involved in, so Sergei Magnitsky, my lawyer, was killed. Alexander Parapolichny, the whistleblower in the Magnitsky case, dropped dead in front of his house in Surrey. Boris Nemtsov, who was one of our biggest political allies lobbying for the Magnitsky Act, was gunned down in front of the Kremlin. Vladimir Karamurza, who was Nemtsov's protege, was poisoned twice within an inch of his life. This is a quite extraordinary series of people all being either killed or attempted to be killed. And so it's all very dramatic and not at all exaggerating.
Donald Trump claims he has stood up to the Russians and is stronger than his predecessor, Barack Obama.
Look at the sanctions I've put on. Look at the diplomats I threw out. Look at all of the things that I've done. Nobody else did what I've done. Obama didn't do it. Obama was a patsy for Russia. He was a total patsy.
But while talking tough, he also made this point.
Getting along with President Putin, getting along with Russia is a positive, not a negative. Right. Now, with that being said, if that doesn't work out, I'll be the worst enemy he's ever had. The worst he's ever had.
Greg Diet, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.